Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to kick this show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. Now, as you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Pamela Mosier, and I am the maker behind Homemaker Designs.
Homemaker Designs?
Homemaker Designs, okay. Yeah. I make pretty much anything I can with wood, home decor, signs, cutouts, logos, I'll okay. Try to make anything.
Cool. And so how long have you been making stuff with, is it primarily wood?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been doing stuff with wood?
This Christmas will be my third year.
Okay.
Yep.
And how did you get started?
I just thought I could do it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm one of those, I see things done, it's like, I can do that, I can try that.
Okay.
Which sometimes isn't my best idea, but
right.
I saw this and thought that I could try. I tried a couple of times, but this time it took.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what kind of products are you making?
Mostly home decor.
So like when you say home decor, we're talking about like signage, boards, like
more signage. Okay. I do some cutouts. My most popular is mini signs. Some of them have sweet sayings. Some of them are inappropriate, funny, just a little something, add a little character.
Okay.
Yeah, I make house numbers. Like I cut out wooden house numbers for lots of different designs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So I know nothing about woodworking. So yeah. How are you doing this? You got a saw?
Most of it's a scroll saw.
Okay.
For the details, like cutting out numbers.
Okay.
All the ladies that I have, kind of different shapes, just freestanding shapes, especially for different holidays.
Right.
Ghosts, bats, which is for Halloween now.
Okay.
Working on some different designs for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, cool. And so why did you start off and have a business, and how did that whole process work for you? I love to hear people's like origin stories of why they got involved.
I think it's something more that I could work around with my kids. My husband works a lot of hours. I have three small kids at home.
Okay.
This is something that I could do something for myself, yeah. Get out there, meet some other people,
yeah.
And still be able to work around my family.
Right.
And be available to them.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so now we're here down at the shop today.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of coming here to find and like look and tangibly mm-hmm. see your things, how else can people find you?
Mostly on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
I do have some stuff at another shop in town,
okay.
Markets.
Okay.
Kind of whenever I have free time.
Right. What's the other shop in town that your stuff is found in?
Razor's Edge has a marketplace.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. So this will be the second place that your stuff's
yeah.
at. That's
yeah.
exciting.
And it's all starting this month. It's all new.
Oh,
me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how did you reach out to these two locations to like, get started?
I had met Courtney briefly at another market, and
right.
she had mentioned that she was going to try to open a store.
Right.
And when I saw her posting online about opening a store, then I reached out to her to fill out
right.
a vendor application.
Okay.
And the other lady was just through another market as well, just kind of connecting with people and chatting.
That's awesome.
And
that's the cool thing about those markets. Like a lot of people think like that they're like only one purpose in regards to people are going to come by and they're going to purchase your product. And
yeah.
I think that's like, yes, very surface level.
Yep.
But you're there all day and it allows you to network with like-minded business owners
yeah.
and other retailers so that I could help you grow yeah. your network and your community when you go to those markets.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of connect with the same people all the time and on social media, and then to actually put a face to the maker behind it and see who it is and get to connect and chat.
That's right.
It's great.
Okay. Now, before we get with my next question, we got to throw it to an ad. Yeah. So Carrie's going to tell us a little bit, I believe, about where her products are located. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
All right, Carrie, thank you very much for Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. So my next question is around the markets as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first market you ever participated in?
I do.
Okay, let's hear about it.
It was actually the Facebook group, Fort McMurray Girl Gang.
Okay.
Did a pop-up shop at the Canadian Brew House.
Okay.
In support of the Wood Buffalo Animal Rescue.
Right, yeah.
And I did not know what to expect, but it was a great night. It was a lot of ladies out. It was a ladies' night event.
Okay.
So lots of ladies out shopping and dancing. And
it was
pretty exciting for me.
And so when you went to your first event, like, that's what I'm asking about. The first, some people... You don't know what you're getting into. Some people have way too much stuff, way too little. Yeah. What was your story like?
I still always have way too much stuff.
Okay.
Always. I'd rather over-prepare.
Okay.
Because sometimes it really is surprising what people buy. Some things that I think are going to be the item that everyone's going to buy, it is not.
Right.
And sometimes stuff that I am not so sure of actually is a hit.
That's right.
So it's really kind of a guessing game. So I'd like to have lots of different things for everybody to see instead of being limited.
Nice. Now, although you have two locations that your stuff is in, we're coming up to market season.
Yes.
Fall, Christmas.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to be doing markets as well? Going to continue?
I'm already booked for more than I ever have been.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
There's a Sister Mary Phillips one in November.
Okay.
At the school that is for...
Yeah, that's in Dickensfield.
It's for their, I'm not sure if it's school council or their breakfast program or something. So the money goes towards that.
Okay.
The golf course is having one in December, the Wood Buffalo Golf Course.
Yeah.
And Dave McNeely School is also having one in November.
Okay.
And there's just so many. Those are the ones I'm going to, but there's so many events in November for.
Yeah. So you're going to be busy.
For local businesses,
That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Well, listen, Tanner has given me the sign that... cameras are going to be dying soon, but before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
I just really want to thank everybody for, like, this is exciting that I get to do this and people actually want to buy my things and have my things in their home and trust me to make all the items that they want to have and give me a chance, and I get to keep doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to come check out your stuff before I leave because it sounds really cool.
Awesome.
Well, listen, thank you very much for sitting down with me today. I really do appreciate it.
Please,
these on locations are a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
I'd love to chat with you more, so please come back and be a guest and we'll have you at the studio.
Excellent, thank you.
Awesome, great. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.